Now, the text which is set before us today is a little bit serious. And the key to the text is found in the middle of it. See, it is by our own word, by our own confession or lack thereof, that we live or die. If you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the tongue, okay, that means if you say it, Jesus Christ is Lord, and if you believe it in your heart, so that what you say and what you believe are in concert with each other, okay, you live eternally. However, if you do not make that great confession with your tongue being in agreement with your heart, you die eternally. It's Romans chapter 10, verse 9. So then, it is by your own word that you live or die. For if you acknowledge Jesus Christ before men, he will acknowledge you before our Father in heaven. And in that acknowledgement, you will receive the gift of eternal life. But if you do not claim him here, if you do not acknowledge him before men now, then when you go and stand before God, the judgment throne in heaven, Jesus will not acknowledge you there. It's Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Now, here's what I want you to know. God does not condemn people to hell. It is by our own word that we choose life or death. It is by our own words that we live or die. And that, my friends, is the point Jesus was making in the passage of Scripture that Chuck just read to you. The passage opens with these words, while they were listening to this. And you ought to be saying when you read it, what were they listening to? And if you look back, you will discover that they, the people of Jericho, had just witnessed the conversion of Zacchaeus. Remember, we talked about it last week. A sinner had come home. And the people of Jericho didn't like it because they disapproved of the sinner. Jesus was telling them to get over themselves. Heaven rejoiced because Zacchaeus had come home. If the people of Jericho were disappointed, too bad. God was happy. It says preach. I get so upset with the people of God being unhappy about the things that make God happy. Who do you think you are? Do you actually believe that you are so important in the kingdom of God that your happiness turns everything one way or the other? It ain't so. It is his happiness that rules, not yours. Who do you think you are? Get over it. When God is smiling, stop frowning. Join him in the celebration. It makes him happy. So, instead of hearing Jesus' words and accepting what he proclaimed, the people of Jericho were tiffed at Jesus because Zacchaeus had made the great confession and been saved. They were literally, the people of Jericho were literally moving away from Jesus because he was not doing what he was doing the way they thought he should do what he was doing. So Jesus, sweet Jesus, decided to tell them a story. Oh, thank God for stories. days. Mm-hmm. We call it a parable. Give it a fancy name, but it's just a story. And in Jesus' story, there was a rich man who had been chosen to become king of the land. As the rich man was leaving home to go and accept his crown, he called 10 of his servants, trusted servants, to him. He gave each of his servants 10 minas. Now, a mina was a sum of money equal to about 3 months' wages for the average working man of the time. So 10 minas is equal to 30 months' wages, almost 3 years' pay. The rich man instructed the servants, put this money to work until I return. And then he left to go claim his crown. Now, Jesus added a little bit to the tale here. See, the people of the place really did not want the king, the man, to become their king. The people did not find the idea acceptable at all. So secretly, privately, they sent a delegation to those who were responsible for such things and were about to appoint this man king. They sent a delegation of people to tell the people about to appoint the guy king that they really did not want him to be king. It was just like the people of Jericho, who found Jesus unacceptable as their Messiah. As the people were unacceptable of the appointment of the king, so the people of Jericho were unacceptable of God's choice of Jesus to be our Messiah. And here's what I want you to know. Neither changed anything. The man was indeed crowned king over them despite their objection. And Jesus is the Messiah, the only way into the kingdom of God, whether you like it or not. Now, our culture doesn't like it. They want there to be all kinds of ways to get into the kingdom of heaven. They don't like Jesus being the way. They think we ought to have choices. But their objection does not matter to God at all. Jesus is the Messiah, the only way into the kingdom of God, whether you like it or not. That's how it is. Now, in Jesus' story, when the rich man, now crowned king, returned home, he called in his servants to whom he had entrusted his money. Catch that. He wanted an accounting from them. And he discovered that 9 of the 10 had invested his money wisely and had earned him some profit by it while he was away. At least one of them had doubled the king's money during the time he was away. But all of them, except one, had earned the king some profit. And each one who had earned the king profit was rewarded according to their faithfulness. Each servant was rewarded according to his success. The problem was the one who had earned nothing while the king was away. See, he was afraid to risk. He was afraid to risk that which had been entrusted to him. He had taken what the king had entrusted to him, and he had hid it in a napkin, so that when the king returned home, he could give back to him every cent which had been given to him, nothing lost. He said, "Here it is, what you gave to me." Now, it is important to notice that the servant was not obedient to the command he had been given. The king had not asked him to hold the money for him until his return. The king had specifically commanded him to put this money to work. He had not done what he had been told to do. And worse yet, he justified his fears by saying to his new king's face, "Hey, boss, I did this because I know who you are. You are a hard man who takes advantages of others for your own good. You reap where you do not sow and gather what you did not plant." Now, I hope that when you hear the story, you recognize the stupidity in the servant's approach to his new king. Really smart to walk up to him and tell your king, technically your boss, what it may not be to your advantage to tell him to his face. And if you know that he is a hard man, a dishonest man, who takes what he is not his and who uses people to his own advantage, you should know what he expects from you. And therefore, you should have known that hiding his money in contradiction to his instructions would not get you very far. So the king looked the servant in the eye, and he said to him, "Buddy, your own words condemn you." The servant confessed, folks, that he had not obeyed the king's command. He had known what the king expected of him, and he didn't do it. Therefore, he was condemned by his own words. So the king ordered that the mina be taken away from him, the wicked servant, and given to the man who had earned the most. You ready for this? God honors faithfulness. He honors those who obey him. He gives blessing to those who put serving him above serving self. And when some objected, saying, "Wait, he's given more to the one who has most," Jesus said, "To him who has, even more will be given." God honors faithfulness with blessing upon blessing. He gives abundant grace and overflowing love. Those who serve him receive blessing upon blessing day after day after day after day. Can I get a witness? Anybody know it? But those who do not obey are condemned. They are judged by their own words. Now let me make the point again. Let it be heard today. I tell you again, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other name which can save us from death and hell. He is the only way to the Father. And if you speak his name now and call him Lord, you will be saved. And because of your blessing, because of his blessing, because of your faithfulness, blessing upon blessing will be yours in this life. And when you die, you will experience unimaginable glory. But if you do not make the great confession, then by your own words, you are condemned. You will die. For it is by your words that you will be judged.